Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
It's suicide! You've seen him, you know how strong he is. You can't win!
It's time to win Chuck's Dinner! Served up by our next Chuck Shop, a fresh modern expression of the classic American steakhouse.
Arnett's is Arnett's. It's as good as you're going to find anywhere around Atlanta. I told you, hashtag bone in. Best Caesar salad in the city. Dessert so good that I even have a bite ever so often. But my question is, why ain't anybody after the cards, Matt? It's been a minute since we've given away a card. I need an A game today. I need an A-minus game or even a B-plus.
I'd love to give one away. I like to give our listeners are part of our family. I'd love to give them some steakhouse.
I'll work food. 3 minutes and get $300 worth of steak. That's fine with me. Just saying.
Okay. So the rules of the game are pretty simple. You get 7 questions. You don't know something, you pass it. It's a timed event. If we have a tie, we'll go to an overtime round. We have 3 categories you'll choose from. Brandon Joseph will be your host with the most. And we will start the festivities now with Sean, who joins us on The Fan with a chance to win Chuck's Dinner. Hi, Sean.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. Have you ever played with us?
I have, yes.
How'd that go?
50-50.
Okay. All right. Sean, I've got some category choices for you, and you'll pick the one that you think is your wheelhouse, okay?
Alrighty.
Good. Your choices are twig bitches, ample folks, or current NFL quarterbacks.
I go with current NFL quarterbacks.
All right, current NFL quarterbacks it is. Let's put 60 seconds on your game clock. Here's your chance to win Chuck's Dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
This Saints backup quarterback is a 3-time Pro Bowler from his time as starter with the Bengals.
Chase Daniel.
Incorrect. Before ending at Delaware, Joe Flacco started his college career at this university.
Penn State.
Incorrect. Jacob Eason, while not a son of an NFL quarterback, is the backup quarterback for this NFC West team.
The Seahawks.
Correct. Davis Mills is the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans. Where did he play his college ball at?
Stanford.
Correct. 8-ball and snooker are variations of this game.
Pool.
Correct. Divorcing this week in 2001, married actors who starred in Days of Thunder and Eyes Wide Shut together.
Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman.
Correct. What is the capital of Missouri?
That would be Jefferson City.
Correct.
A hell of a comeback right there. All right, let's get Chuck in here. We'll put Sean on hold. Chuck making his way from the isolation chamber. That was Sean, who has had some good and some bad involved in the game, but he was excited to be back, and you could just sense that. Hi, Charles.
Oh, I know. There's a Sean that has had, I'll say, success has dotted his resume.
Do you keep, like, a list?
There are a few.
Okay. Is it a mental thing, or do you have, like, a drawer?
Well, Sean's had success, but I beat him last time.
You're like Santa. You have a list of who's
naughty and nice. Guy, I'm just saying.
No. All right. So your category is current NFL quarterbacks.
Okay. All right.
Sports category, Chuck. Mm. Take a deep breath. Let's put 60. Wow.
I said no more Dagmar sounds.
60 seconds on your game clock. Here's your chance to keep your dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
This Saints backup quarterback is a 3-time Pro Bowler from his time as starter with the Bengals.
Dalton.
Correct. Before ending his career at Delaware, Joe Flacco started his college career at this university.
Pitt.
Correct. Jacob Eason, while not a son of an NFL quarterback, is the backup for this NFC West team.
Rams.
Incorrect. Davis Mills is the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans. Where did he play his college ball at?
Stanford.
Correct. 8-ball and snooker are variations of this game.
Pool.
Correct. Divorcing this week in 2001. Married actors who starred in Days of Thunder and Eyes Wide Shut together.
Oh, Kidman Cruz.
Correct. This is the capital of Missouri.
Springfield.
Incorrect.
St. Joe.
Incorrect. You were looking for Jefferson City on that one.
Jacob Eason
plays for the Seattle Seahawks.
I know those sports questions can be tricky
damn
for
it,
you.
Damn it. Tell me I won.
Calm down. Right now. You got 5. Sean got 5 as well.
We have a tie. And at the end of regulation, we're going to overtime.
Oh, it was so right
there. Special overtime rules in the playoffs.
It's the way this works.
Uh-huh.
Brandon Joseph's going to ask the same question to you and to Sean. And I imagine whoever's closer is going to win. Is that how we're doing
it,
DJ?
Yes, closest.
All right, Chuck, take your headphones off. Chuck, his headphones are off. Let's bring Sean back up here for his winner-take-all question. Sean, here's Brandon Joseph.
Sean, Alabama has the most active players on an NFL roster. How many former Alabama Crimson Tide players are on the NFL rosters?
I'm going to say 35.
Okay, let's get Chuck back in. We'll put Sean on hold. Chuck, the same question that Sean just answered, BJ will offer to you as well.
I knew the Jacob Eason thing. Can we go ahead and call that six?
I need you to just go ahead and just listen to the question. Here we go.
Alabama has the most active players on NFL roster. How many former Crimson Tide players are on NFL rosters?
41.
Actual retail price?
79. Chuck is closer.
You can't win!
Wow. Sorry, Sean, you gave it a try and came up just a little bit short. That's very sad. But the good news is Chuck seems like he's off his game a little bit. A little bit.
I got six, well, practically.
You got five. You got five. Go ahead and head out for me. Hop out. There goes Chuck to the isolation chambers. We welcome in Mark, our next contestant with a chance to win Chuck's dinner. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys. Hey, Matt.
How are you doing?
Doing great.
You've never played the game with us, huh?
I have not. I've listened many times, but this is like a privilege here off my bucket list. How about that?
I want the rest of the listeners and the callers to understand what you hear, the appreciation on Mark in his voice right there. That's big. I want to give him a card now.
If they're tied in the tiebreaker, yes. Mark wins.
Just because, again, you hear the energy.
Man, I could use a dinner right now.
Well, don't beg, Mark. Here we go. Here's your category choices. You can choose between Twig Bitches or Ample Folks.
What was those two?
You just want me to say it again. All right, Mark. Twig Bitches or Ample Folks?
My God, Ample Folks. Let's try that.
Let's do the Ample Folks. Let's put 60 seconds on Mark's game clock. Here's your chance to win Chuck's dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
The Pillsbury Throat Boy, Jared Lorenzen, played his college ball at this school.
Kentucky.
Correct. This former major league pitcher who, at his heaviest, weighed over 300 pounds, pitched for Cleveland, Milwaukee, and the Yankees in his 19-year career. Ron Lester played Billy Bob in this teen sports drama released in 1999. Nicknamed the Gypsy King, this fat guy is the current WBC and Ring Magazine heavyweight champ of the world.
Pass.
In 2023, Liberty will join Conference USA. Which state are they located in?
Kentucky.
Incorrect. Dying this week in 2017, this country music singer known for his hit Rhinestone Cowboy.
Oh, Glen Campbell.
Correct. Sleeping Beauty's castle is located in this state.
Orlando. I'm Florida.
Incorrect.
All right. So hold on 1 second, Mark. We'll get Chuck back in. We'll see if that number holds up. Mark was very excited. I appreciated the excitement. His first time playing. And Charles is back from the isolation chamber.
Hey, who's that?
That was Mark.
Okay, and?
He was a virgin.
All right.
Excited for his first time, like really excited.
Was it over in a minute?
Yeah, 60 seconds is all we needed.
Okay.
Your category.
How did he perform?
We'll find out. You don't know in the moment. Kind of figure it out later.
Then you ask later.
Well, I don't think you ask, kind of know. You look back and you go, I could have done better. Your category is Ample Folks.
What was those two?
His choices were Twig Bitches or Ample Folks.
What was those two?
I just said what we chose was Ample Folks. Okay. Deep breath. All right. We'll put 60 seconds on Chuck's game clock. We'll see if he can keep his dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
The Pillsbury Throat Boy, Jared Lorenzen, played his college ball at this school.
Kentucky.
Correct. And this former major league pitcher who, at his heaviest, weighed over 300 pounds, pitched for Cleveland, Milwaukee, and the Yankees.
Bob Wakeman.
Oh, my God.
Incorrect.
Oh, my God.
Ron Lester played Billy Bob in this teen sports drama released in 1999.
Titan. Remember the Titans?
Incorrect. Nicknamed the Gypsy King, this fat guy is the current WBC and Ring Magazine heavyweight champion of the world.
Pass.
Wow.
In 2023, Liberty University will join Conference USA. Which state are they located in?
Virginia.
Correct. Dying this week in 2017, this country music singer known for his hit Rhinestone Cowboy.
Glen Campbell.
Correct. Sleeping Beauty's castle is located in this state.
Say that again.
Sleeping Beauty's castle is located in this state.
There's only 50. You should have guessed.
Florida.
No, incorrect. California.
That was a horrific
you
round.
You are also looking for Tyson Fury. He is the Gypsy King. Oh. Ron Lester played Billy Bob Varsity in Varsity Blues. And CC Sabathia is the fat guy you missed.
That was a horrible round.
He's not fat now, though. See, you asked what fat guy.
Well, but while he played.
Did I win? Tell me I won. Tell
you got three.
Tell me I won. That was bad.
Mark got two.
You can't win.
What a horrible round by the two of you. That's where both pitchers are knocked out of the game in the second inning.
I feel bad. Not bad enough that I'm not going to take it, but I feel bad taking the card.
You, dude, you're off your mark today. Like, you are off your game. Leave.
I'll console myself with ribeye.
Hop out. There goes Chuck. Isolation chamber time as we welcome in our first or our final contestant, Jay, who joins us on the fan. Hello, Jay.
Hey there. How are y'all?
We're doing awesome. Have you played with us before?
Once.
How'd it go?
I lost, but I think I was close.
Well, that's all that matters then, right? As long as you were close. So, Jay,
just like horseshoes.
You're exactly right. Your category is twig bitches.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, you don't know that. That's a negative attitude. We're not going to be negative in this game, Jay.
Got it.
I like the positive turn. Here we go. 60 seconds on this game clock. We'll see if Jay can take Chuck's dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
This twig bitch hosts a show on CSS and NBC Sports Radio before running them into non-existence.
Sandra Golden.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This 7'7" NBA player was born in the Sudan and drafted.
Manute Bol.
Correct. Colton Baker is a rapper who shares a stage name with mobster George Kelly Barnes, who murdered people with this weapon.
Machine gun.
Correct. This former San Francisco Giants pitcher, nicknamed the Freak, was a twig who only weighed 170 pounds while playing.
Oh, what was his name? Pass.
Okay, the Utes are the nickname of this Pac-12 school.
The Utes? Utah.
Correct. Dying this week in 2016, this former Cuban president and communist leader.
Fidel Castro.
Correct. The Space Needle is located in which U.S. state?
Washington.
Correct.
All right. It's a hell of a comeback, Jay. I'm not going to lie. I didn't see that first one coming. Kind of caught me off guard. Chuck is back from the isolation chamber. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, who was that?
That was Jay.
Jay.
Jay has played with us before. He didn't win, but he came close. Came close. Okay?
All right, well, good for Jay.
Your category is twig bitches.
Yeah, that's not good.
Oh, well, that'll be determined. Let's give Chuck a chance to have a nice old deep breath.
It's not healthy.
Not at all. Not at all.
Gaviscon.
60 seconds on your game clock. Here we go. We'll see if Chuck can keep his dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
This twig bitch hosted a show on CSS and NBC Sports Radio before running them into non-existence.
Oh, turn off.
Correct. This 7'7" NBA player was born in the Sudan and was drafted in the second round.
Manute Bol.
Correct. Colton Baker is a rapper who shares a stage name with mobster George Kelly Barnes.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Correct. This former San Francisco Giants pitcher, nicknamed the Freak, was a twig who weighed only 170 pounds.
Winsicum.
Correct. The Utes are the nickname of this Pac-12 school.
Utah.
Correct. Dying this week in 2016. This former Cuban president and communist leader.
Castro.
Correct. The Space Needle is located in which
Seattle.
U.S. state? Incorrect.
Washington.
Incorrect.
Incorrect. You said Seattle.
Premature
City.
Answering.
Thank you. So you got six. Jay got five.
Oh, Jay. Yeah. Good for Jay, good. Though.
He, you know the answer he missed?
What?
Me. I've always wanted to be an answer on Win Chuck's Dinner. This is like when you're an answer on Jeopardy, but I don't think the Jeopardy category would be twig bitches.
Well, it was a gender-leading clue.
Apparently not.
What did he answer?
Well, it didn't lead to you.
Do you want to know what he answered?
Oh, I don't think I do. I don't think I do.
Listen on the app.
Wait.
Podcastpark.com.
Wait, what do we do?
Did it make it to air, or is it only on the digital version?
It wasn't cursing. He didn't curse.
Oh.
Repeat the question, BJ, the first question.
This twig bitch hosted a show on CSS and NBC Sports Radio before running them into non-existence.
Well, you guys better dump it.
Well, you knew it was me. Jay didn't. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no is right.
That
wasn't
not good.
When it gets back to her, it wasn't us. We didn't do it because Matt and Chuck are so mean. No, we didn't say. I didn't do anything. I didn't do a thing. I sat here twiddling my thumbs.
I wasn't even in the room.
I don't want it. It was Jay. She can get mad at Jay.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well,
but take the compliment. You're looking slender. I mean, I don't know. What?
I don't want to be called a twig bitch.
You were.
I still am.
You're the inspiration for the category.
Wow, I've made it. Play the band.
3-0.
There it is.
I wasn't in the room.
Thank you to Arnett's Chop Shop. I was in the room, but I didn't do anything.
I'm going Saturday night. You want to hang with the gang? I'll be there Saturday night.
I love it. Arnett's Chop Shop, one of the great steakhouses in Atlanta.
Find a way to get some onion rings on the table. That's all I'm saying.
It's a big
win. Figure out a way.
All right, coming up next, asking one question puts into perspective how tough the past decade has been for one particular Power 5 conference. Who are they? Find out next.
You can't win!
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.